ABC Radio Darwin.
Well, we're at our place doing our usual work, learning about rights of with people with disabilities and learning how to be safe on online, like know how to create your own strong passwords, what not to press on scam posts or anything.
Is it good to know that?
Yes, it's for people with disabilities who are on social media. And we should create a safe community for people with disabilities who don't know how to use on social media.
Now, you said the word disability. What is that for you?
For me, as I have autism, right? So I don't feel like I have a disability. Let's just say autism is not a disability. It's a different ability. We're not here for labels.
I would have said it was a superpower.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a gift.
Can you tell me what your autism is?
My autism is photographic memory. Learning to do problem solving, creativity, learning how to do like strategies and stuff.
Did you see my face when you said photographic memory?
Yes.
I was like, huh?
Yeah, you're pretty shocked about that.
I was. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's like your brain's like a hard drive and your eyes is like a camera.
Yeah, so you can see something and in your mind it's like a photo album, you just remember it.
Yeah, like snapshot.
That is a superpower.
It is.
What else do you do when you come here twice a week?
We also do like filming, learn how to do interviews or making our own movies.
So how long have you lived in Darwin?
I lived in Darwin for like 14 years. So I do like social gathering with my friends, go out to movies or go cafes.
You know how you say that you've got autism? Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it. I don't understand.
We're talking like friends.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a disability. It just feels like we're hanging out.
Yeah, like normal people do.
So does your autism ever cause you problems?
Yeah, sometimes when I get stress, anxiety, sometimes I get quiet, really quiet.
Are you able to work?
I work at an admin assistant at Robertson Barracks Defence. It can be pretty difficult though. I like it. I love it.
Other things about, I don't know much else about autism. Is there anything else about autism you could tell me?
Autism it's like having a gift of superpower. But a lot of people have different levels of autism. Like where they do get really stressed and anxiety. Like autism, they're very good at something, what they're really passionate about, like drawing, video games, movies.
Oh, the things that you just mentioned, which bit do you love most?
I do love filming.
You know what? I thought you were going to say video games then.
Oh, yeah, I do as well.
Look at your face. You're smiling.
It's pretty, it's very stereotypical. Like, a lot of people think autistic people don't really have emotions, but they really do. It's just most of us don't like to show it. Some people are very shy.
Introduce me to your friend over here.
So this is my friend Mihaly. We know each other for 8 years. Mihaly is a very good drawer and very good. He has very neat writing.
You could be a school teacher with that writing. It's perfect.
I just do it carefully and slowly.
How long have you been coming here?
Since last year.
What do you like about it?
I liked making YouTube videos and learning things. And I like when people put likes on it.
Okay, I'm going to come and sit next to you, Manoli. How old are you, Manoli?
27.
Now, when I first walked in, you were in another room and you didn't want to come out. Why was that?
Because I was a bit shy and excited. Because it was something new.
And how are you feeling now?
Oh, good.
And how often do you come here to James's place?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, yeah. We do some many things like, cleaning computers. I do writing and looking for someone to publish my stories as a, when I if I complete the writing, of course.
When you're with the boys, are you guys all friends?
Yes, we are.
Great. And what do you guys do together?
We go to we talk to each other, we work together and stuff.
Mm. All right, James Courtney, tell me all about it.
I met these three young men about 2 years ago. The program that I was coordinating, they found really interesting and exciting, and we wanted to just branch out a little bit and have a focus on communication, disability rights, empowerment, and build skills in decision-making.
So we've been talking a little bit about autism, and we've discussed the fact that it's a superpower.
That diagnosis, that application of a term, haunts people, not just... It haunts everyone, I think. And, you know, to see the red tape that the parents of these guys have had to go through every single time, frequently multiple times a year, they'll get asked to provide a diagnosis for an application, or one of the boys got called up for jury duty. It was a huge rigmarole. For me, one of the things is people have to realise that it's a really personal, private thing, and that it's kind of no one else's business. You know, like, you meet someone, they're a bit different. Why? Just accept it and celebrate it. And so we talk about celebrating neurodiversity because, you know, who's the model person? Who's the exact representation of normal? It's not me. It's not these boys. But as a team, we get out and really... How far out? I'm getting a little emotional now.
ABC Radio Darwin.